You're listening to the A Day in Progress podcast, episode 7.
Welcome to A Day in Progress, the productivity podcast for women working on themselves for themselves. We give you a glimpse into the daily routines of inspiring women, including the morning and evening regimes, productivity hacks, and planning tools that set them up for success. Now here's your host, journalist, copywriter, and editor of agirlinprogress.com, Emma Norris.
Francesca Martinez is a functional movement coach, animal flow instructor, and fitness influencer based in Austin, Texas. On today's episode, I chat to Francesca about the energizing morning routine that helps fuel her very active lifestyle, how animal flow helps her practice mindfulness, how she switches off from social media, and so much more. Hi, Francesca. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All the way from Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Very long way from Australia.
The time difference is kind of insane.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool that we get to connect thanks to technology. So you are an exercise scientist, a functional movement coach, an animal flow instructor, and you're also a bit of a fitness influencer. So has fitness always been a huge part of your life? And can you talk us through a little bit about how you came to do this for a living?
So I've always been very active and getting into movement, but I wouldn't say fitness as like a discipline. It was kind of new to me as of like about 18 years old. So I grew up as a dancer and I always was in different sports like soccer or karate. So I was always very well-rounded. But once I got into college, like the freshman 15, I'm sure it's like universal at this point.
Yeah. We totally know what that is here and can relate.
I was still active. So I was like, man, obviously I'm not active enough or I'm not eating right. And I didn't really know, like, it sucks. Like the American diet is so bad. I was like, I didn't know anything about healthy diet. So I was like, man, you know, like I need to get educated. Like I got to learn something. So I really wanted to get a personal trainer in college. And one of my friends at the time, they're like, why would you do that? You can just like use one of your electives and go study exercise sports science. So I was like, that's actually a really good idea. Like I can technically do it for free. So I started studying. It was just like a general fitness training class. And I completely fell down like the rabbit hole and fell in love. So I was like, oh man, I need to learn everything like that I can learn. So that's kind of where everything started. And then I think my first time in an actual gym was when I was like 17 years old. So yeah, it was kind of crazy. I was like exposed to a completely new world that I didn't know anything about. Because in dance, like the only thing fitness wise that we do in dance is like push-ups. You know, if you're late, you had to do like 50 push-ups. So that's like the only like actual fitness thing that I knew.
And when did you start doing it, I guess, as a career?
I'd say like in college, I dabbled a little bit, you know, not necessarily as a career, but I definitely got a lot of experience, you know, training my friends and getting trained with people. So I kind of knew that I had like an underlying love for doing it as a career. But once I left school, I was like, man, I need to get a real job. So I got a job at a law firm, like a little depression, honestly, just from like being in an office 24/7, like beyond 9 to 5 sometimes, since it was like a very like tough position. So after that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure out how to like follow my passion. So I actually read a book, and in that book, it talks about like the different type of archetypes for careers and people to be of service. The book is called, I think it's called The Fourfold Path.
Oh yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
So I read that book and I literally like blew my mind. I was like, I know what I'm supposed to do. I was like, I was training people the whole time in college. And like, you know, at that point I just did it for fun, but I knew there was a passion there. So after I finished at the law firm for a year, I went and I started pretty much, I literally just like dropped the job and I went, moved back home. And I was like, this is a great place to like be able to like go back and Miami, Florida, actually.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So I went back home and I just started training my friends and families in like garages and parks. And it kind of just took off from there. So it's been quite a journey.
Amazing. And talk us through a little bit how all the different aspects of what you do. Because I know you train in a few different sort of fitness styles. Like, how does that all come together? Do you train out of the one gym or are you sort of moving around to different areas?
So right now, I'm mostly doing one-on-one sessions. I was doing a class recently, but I'm not doing it at the moment just because my schedule is so crazy with traveling. But right now, I do traveling workshops and I do one-on-one clients as well.
Cool. So how often are you traveling?
Probably like every month.
Yeah. So quite a lot. Cool. So we will get into your daily routines. So what time are you normally up in the morning?
9 a.m. usually.
Cool. And do you set an alarm or do you wake up with the sun?
Yeah, as soon as the sun starts blaring into my window is when I usually wake up. But yeah, if I have something to do, I'll set an alarm usually.
Yeah. And your partner, do you guys normally get up at the same time?
No, he actually, well, it depends. Because sometimes his schedule varies a little bit. And he's like a little bit more traditional, I'd say, with his, I guess, the way that he likes to look physically. So he'll go through like a bulking season. Yeah. And it's funny, like bulking season, he'll like sleep in and like enjoy his life a little bit more.
Bulking season is the best season. I wish just life could just always be bulking season.
Pretty much. Just like eat whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And so what's the first thing you normally do when you wake up in the morning?
So the first thing that I usually do is drink a whole glass of water and then take my B12 vitamins. And honestly, I'm not even big into supplements, but they're gummies. So they really remind me of like those vitamins from my childhood.
Yeah. Okay, so you have your water, you take your vitamins, and then what do you normally do next? Like, does it kind of vary depending on what you've got on that day?
Usually, yeah, it depends. But usually it sucks to say, but I'll go on Instagram and I'll like make sure that I put up a post because I'm very religious about doing my Instagram posts. So I'll do it first thing in the morning and then I'll respond to people and then maybe just get a little bit of mobility in before I leave my house.
And what does that normally look like?
Usually I try to just focus on my spine because that's where I hold a lot of tension. So I'll do like some spinal waves or like some extension and flexion of the body. And just really trying to tune into my breath in the morning as much as I can.
Yeah. And do you do breathing exercises or you just kind of like just try and take a deep breath?
I guess we can call them breathing exercises, but nothing too strict.
Yeah. And how do you plan out your days in the morning? Like, are you someone who will just do it on like a day-to-day basis or do you have like any sort of weekly planner?
Yeah, I'm very big on the planning. So pretty much if I'm going to do anything, it goes into my planner. So I'll go on the planner and then any appointments or anything I'll make, like if I don't put it on my calendar, it's not going to happen.
What do you use? Like, do you use like just a Google calendar or do you have like a paper one?
Both actually. So I'll write it on the paper one. Like I'm living in 1990 still. Transfer it over to the Google calendar.
Quite a few people have come on, do the same. They like combine digital with a paper one. So you're not the only one. And is it like any particular brand, the one you use?
I really like to have a blank journal and kind of be able to like doodle a little bit and like kind of make it my own design. But it's so therapeutic. Like writing down is the best thing ever.
Yeah. And how far in advance do you normally plan out your week?
Usually I just plan them as I go, but also right now I probably have 3 weeks of stuff planned already in advance.
Yeah, cool. You mentioned when we were talking earlier that you do intermittent fasting. I was going to ask you, like, do you normally have breakfast?
No, actually. No. I mean, I'm not too strict with my intermittent fasting. I like to really be intuitive and listen to my body. But if it's a day where I'm hungry, I'll for sure eat. But I'd say probably like 6 days of the week, I'm not eating breakfast.
Have you always been like that, like not a breakfast person, or has that been a kind of a conscious decision?
So yeah, going back to my childhood, I'd always skip breakfast. And, you know, especially when you start getting into like nutrition classes and more conventional style of health and wellness, you hear people be like, oh, that's so bad for you. You need to have breakfast. And then you come into like 2018, 2019, and then, you know, nutritionists and scientists telling you, you don't need breakfast. So I'm like, I'm just going to listen to my body.
You like eating breakfast, then, you know, you're not going to starve by not eating breakfast. You know, I think it's like you said, it's just important to like, if you're someone who loves eating breakfast and like, you know, and you're hungry, then by all means, do you drink coffee?
Oh my God, I'm huge coffee. I try to just keep it at one cup a day and they always give me double shots. So like technically it's like two coffees. I'm a huge, huge coffee fanatic. Like my soul doesn't like actually start firing. Like I'm like dead if I don't have my coffee.
And what's the coffee scene like in Austin?
Oh my God, we have an amazing, amazing coffee scene. So whenever you come to Austin, we're definitely going to get a cup of coffee and go to the gym.
Because here in Australia, we're very like coffee snob. Like we think that no one does coffees. I think it is different in Australia. Like I feel like flat whites and stuff aren't really a thing in America. But I have heard that Austin does have a good coffee scene. So maybe you guys are like leading the pack in America.
What's a flat white actually?
It's like a latte kind of. Do you guys have lattes? Yeah. So I feel like in America, you're more likely to get like more people drink black coffee. Here we like our milky coffees.
See, that's okay. I like that. You guys definitely are more coffee snobbish than us. I feel like people still really like nitros or cold brews.
Oh yeah, that's a thing here too. But I feel like more commonly you'll find people getting like almond milk lattes. I like a huge thing here.
They're so good. And have you tried the oat milk?
See, that's also not really a thing here. But when I went to London, it was everywhere. That's really nice, actually. It's like kind of a bit more of a less thick consistency, I would say. But it's really good. It's good to mix it up. So you're good only having one a day. Like that's some restraint right there.
It's hard because especially when I worked at an office job. Have you ever had Cuban coffee?
No, but that sounds delicious.
Yeah, so I'm like Cuban background and the Cuban coffee, pretty much like the crack of coffee.
It's probably like, better that I don't have it because I'll just get addicted to it. That sounds delicious. And so what does a like average day look like for you? Are you normally training clients or like going to meetings?
So right now, I'm mostly just working on my online product. So that's taken up a lot of my time. And it's liberating because I'm able to have more flexibility with it and, you know, kind of like mix in clients as, you know, they choose. But yeah, mostly just focusing on that and having a lot of meetings with my team as well. Today, I just had a great meeting and it was fun. Like, it's nice when meetings aren't actually like only work focused. Like, you actually get to like socialize a little bit and have
coffee. Yeah, and it's fun. Yeah. And how many people on your team?
So right now it's three of us and, you know, a couple people that will contract on and off for like certain projects like graphics and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are they virtual or do you meet up in person? Are they local?
Yeah, they're all local.
Yeah, that's great. It's nice when you can actually meet up and like put a face to the name. How do you manage collaboration with your team? Like, do you use like Slack or anything or like spreadsheets?
Yeah, we use Slack. I noticed that the spreadsheets weren't as successful because I'm more of the spreadsheet type of person. But yeah, I think if we didn't have Slack, I don't know how like the world would go.
I know. I only just got onto it and I'm like, oh my God, this is changing my life. Because I feel like it feels like so much more effort typing out an email than just like basically instant messaging. Like you don't have to be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And like sign off like, thanks, you know?
Especially with the file transfers, like it's amazing.
And do you find you're spending more time on the computer now that you're working on your product?
Absolutely. I probably spend like at least, I try to cut it at 5 hours a day.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's quite a lot. Do you work from home?
Actually, I work from the coffee shop going back to our town.
Do they don't mind for you like hanging out there for 5 hours only drinking one coffee?
It's hard. And like, I have become really good friends with the guys at the coffee shop.
I was going to say, you must be friendly with them. They let you hang out there.
Only, like seconds and stuff. So I can't say no.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah. I find this just something about, I feel like I've said this so many times on this podcast, but I love working in cafes. I feel like I get so much more done there, but I feel like I can, like, they don't really let you just, I mean, they let you stay in the same one, but like, they'll give you evil eyes if you sort of overstay your welcome.
You just gotta become really good friends with them.
Or just order 10 million coffees like I do.
Why are you leaving? Stay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so how do you set goals? Like, are you a very goal-oriented person?
Yeah, almost to a flaw, honestly.
But when I feel like it's no such thing as being too goal-oriented.
Honestly, when it comes to, especially when it's like project-oriented goals with stuff like that, like I'll write everything down in like my ideal timeline. I feel like I'm always like very ambitious when things can get done, especially, and it's different from when you're on like on a team or when you're working on stuff individually. But yeah, man, I'm like sitting there with a calendar and I'm like, oh, we can get this done by that date and this is going to get done tomorrow. And
And do they normally get done or do they kind of get pushed out a bit?
Yeah, everything gets done for the most part, but I wouldn't see on the dates that we came up with.
But that's good. It's good to like, you know, be ambitious and like, you know, if it's a couple of days later, then, you know, it's no big deal. And how do you set goals? Like, do you have like a planner that you use for that or you just like pen and paper?
Honestly, especially if it's like a goal that I'm going to share with my team or something, it all goes on Google Docs. So it's literally like a date and then like a million things written next to it. Like, we're going to get everything done next Friday. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. And do you normally listen to like music or podcasts or anything while you work?
A lot of music when I'm working. Yeah. And then I wouldn't say so much podcasts because sometimes I get like so deep into the podcast that I realize I didn't do anything for the past hour.
Yeah. Or the other way around. Like, I sometimes find if I'm trying to listen to a podcast while I'm doing something, I'll be like, I just did not listen to like 20 minutes of what they just said. And now I have to repeat it.
Completely block them out.
Yeah. And what sort of music do you listen to when you work?
I'd say more like indie music when I'm working. So something that's still kind of chill with a nice beat and not like too many vocals, because I feel like the vocals like drag me into. I'm like, no, please, no vocals.
Yeah, same. It's too distracting. If I know the song, it's too distracting. What does your own fitness routine look like? Do you train every day?
For the most part, yeah. I try to take rest days maybe twice a week. So usually on like a Wednesday, maybe it's just Sunday midweek, and then either Saturday or Sunday. But even then, like, I say it's a rest day and I end up not resting.
Yeah. And so do you do a lot of the like functional movement sort of stuff yourself? Like when you're just doing your own exercise routine, or like, do you do like a mix of weights?
I'd say it's both. Yes. So I like to add weights into my functional training as well. Like today I went in, I did 20 minutes, and I feel like today was a perfect example of what I do, because I went in like, no games today. I'm going to be serious, actually like going to get it done. So I did 20 minutes of joint by joint mobility. So like focusing from my hips all the way up through my spine, out into my arms and legs. And then after that, I grabbed three kettlebells. I did like kettlebell swings. I did some deadlifts, some squats. And then after that, I just played around a little bit more. So like more, you know, I guess more like functional movements where I'm actually like adding some creativity and like almost like a flow aspect into it. And then I was about to just run out the gym and I'm like, wait, you need to decompress or else you're not doing what you need to do. So then I went and did a nice decompression.
Nice. And do you have like a sort of, I guess, schedule? Like you'd be like, I'm doing this on this day, this on this day. Or do you just do like whatever you feel like on the day?
No, I try to do a little bit of both, even though that sounds kind of like contradictory. But yeah, usually at the start of my day, so like on my rest day, I'm like, okay, this week I want to do, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then it just never works out.
Yeah, like go with the flow. And for people who don't know, what does Animal Flow involve?
So Animal Flow is like a ground-based movement program where all the movements have animal names. So that's where you get the animal flow from. Tap into your primal being. So we have all the movements are on the ground for the most part. And then it works on like active stretching. So not just going passively through your stretches. And a lot of it's coordination based. So it's really cool.
It sounds like there's a sort of like mindfulness sort of aspect to it. Is that a big thing for you, like practicing mindfulness?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what's so beautiful about the Animal Flow, because you can start off as a beginner and just do like one move at a time. But once you start progressing in it and getting more seasoned in it, essentially, mindfulness is everything, because you have to know like what's your next move, how are you going to place your feet, what's your orientation. It gets like, there's like levels to it. It gets completely insane.
And what are some other ways you practice mindfulness in your sort of everyday life?
So the biggest thing for me recently has been my breath work and my posture, because for so many years, like, I thought I was good about my posture, and then I realized like, wow, your posture actually sucks, especially when somebody takes like a candid photo of you and you're like hovering over your
computer. That's the worst. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm like slumped over. Like, yeah, it's so bad.
So I feel like a lot of my mindfulness recently has just been about kind of just stepping back, being in the moment. And like number one thing, I'm like, oh crap, where's my posture? So I find myself like almost all day, like kind of going back to my posture. And I love it. And it sounds almost like a little thing, but it like adds so much more quality to life for everything. Cause I actually like try to like enjoy doing little things like the dishes every day, cause they have to get done. So instead of like dreading little things, I'm actually enjoying it, enjoying walks more. So it's kind of cool.
You're the second person to mention washing the dishes for mindfulness. It's obviously a thing. I'm like, I have a dishwasher, but maybe I should be washing the dishes. Put mindfulness in. Yes. I love it. So mindfulness around social media. So obviously social media is a huge aspect of what you do. Do you sort of set any boundaries around how you use it?
Yeah, so I try to make sure that I'm off social media. I'd say I try to make sure that I'm off of it around 9 p.m. But honestly, I've gotten in such a, like, I feel like a better habit of letting it go, that usually around like 6, 7 p.m., I just completely let go of it. I try to make it more of like in my work time instead of kind of just like hanging out and doing social media, especially in our generation. A lot of us are like hanging out with our friends and on it a lot. And I feel like that's such a bad habit that a lot of us need to like nip in the butt before we get too used to it.
Yeah, you don't realize it until like yesterday I was coming home from somewhere and my phone died. So I had like, I wasn't on my phone. And you just notice like how everyone else is on their phones. Like they'll be with other people and they're on their phones. Like, it's just crazy how widespread it's become. And like how I feel like people are now trying to be a little bit more proactive about, setting some boundaries around it.
Absolutely. And I'm the type of person too, like if I catch my friends like in the car and on their social media or like posting stuff on their stories while they're driving, I'm like the first person to kind of give them a nasty DM. Like, why are you doing that? Are you trying to kill people?
Yeah, exactly. And so I want to ask you, with your intermittent fasting, like what's the first time you normally eat in a day?
So it varies, like I said before, kind of if I'm hungry or not. On days where I'm really, really hungry, I'll usually eat around 1 p.m. Yeah. So it probably gives me like a 16 to 18 hour window of fasting. But today, I kind of felt good all day. I started getting a little hungry while I was at the gym, but I told myself, I'm like, just hold off, wait till you get home. So today, on a day like today, I'd usually say about like 4:30 or 5 is when I eat.
Yeah, it's such a mental thing as well. Like, I feel like once you get past the year where you're like, you know, I'm kind of a little bit hungry, but, you know, I don't need to eat. And then, yeah, and you feel so much more energetic, I think. When you first sort of started, did you have enough energy to do all your workouts and everything?
Well, when I first started doing intermittent fasting, I was probably working out at around 9 a.m. Yeah. So I still had that energy morning, but honestly, when I first started, I had to have a snack afterwards because my blood sugar was like, we're going to die if we don't get in some type of food right now.
Yeah. And what do you normally eat?
So usually about like, I'd say like 3 boiled eggs is like my go-to meal usually. It's like 3 boiled eggs, a lot of pistachios. I just finished eating pistachios before you called me.
Yum. So a lot of like good fat.
Absolutely. A lot of good fats, good proteins. I'm like a huge bacon freak, so definitely a lot of bacon salads.
Yeah. So is it sort of like a keto sort of approach to food or just like accidental keto?
I feel like I'm like kind of intentional, but I definitely like let myself eat carbs, and I notice my performance is better when I do eat carbs, but I keep the carbs moderate for the most part.
Yeah, you're not eating like excessive amount of carbs, especially for, you know, such an active lifestyle. And what about on the weekends? Like, do you kind of unwind a little bit more with your food?
As of recently, I feel like my weekends, I'll treat myself when I want to. You know, I had like a cookie maybe on Tuesday and I kind of regretted it because I noticed that was my first meal of the day.
Yeah. What a way to break the fast. Yeah.
Pretty much. But yeah, on the weekends, I'll treat myself a little bit. But I tried to like get away from like the weekends, my cheat type of mentality. And everything would kind of just go downhill. But yeah, definitely like a little bit more treats throughout the week. And maybe on the weekend, I'll like go a little bit worse.
And do you have any like apps that you love using, like whether it's like productivity or like mindfulness apps, or even just like fun apps?
I'd say no, I'm kind of lame.
Not an apps person.
I feel like anytime I find a cool app, I like get over it in a week or two.
Yeah, exactly. And so what sort of hours do you normally work? Like when do you normally sort of wrap up your working day?
I'd say I usually wrap up recently around... It kind of depends. I think I just mostly base my day around when I'm going to the gym. But I'd say 5 o'clock usually is a good time to wrap up.
Yep. And what do you normally do in your evenings? Like, is that sort of relaxation time?
Absolutely. It's time to catch up on shows and going back to, and I live with my boyfriend. So he eats a whole bunch of food at home throughout the day. So he made like a beautiful pile of dishes. So I like...
Do the dishes.
Beautiful pile of dishes. And of course I contribute too. But I kind of just end up unwinding. And that's usually like the hardest thing for me, kind of like turning off the work mode. If it were up to me, I would work all the time and like burn myself out.
Yeah, it's hard when you love what you do. Like you kind of feel like you want to work all the time. Like I'm the worst for it. But I guess you just have to be so like conscious about it. Like, no, this is work time and this is relaxed time.
It's taken a really long time to get into that habit. Once I feel like I nailed it, I'm actually like really grateful for the habit. I'm like, wow, you have like so many hours of like chill time. Like, this is nice. Like,
yeah, that's actually, like, so good. And what shows are you loving at the moment?
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with this show called The Magicians. Have you heard about that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
What's it about? Magicians, I'm guessing.
It's about like these magicians, and it's like a very like wide universe. So they have like demigods, they have gods. There's like, I'd even say there's like demons in the show.
Oh my gosh. Sounds scary.
Not too bad. It's very entertaining.
Well, I was going to say, what is on like Netflix? But you guys have totally different stuff on your Netflix there than we do here. Unfortunately, we have a much smaller catalog.
My heart just broke a little bit.
I know. I mean, can't complain. There's still plenty. You could never get through everything on Netflix. Do you have any others that you're liking?
Oh, I really, really like the new Star Trek. Have you seen that?
No. So you're sort of into like the, what would you call it? Not sci-fi, but that kind of vibe.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like a huge like sci-fi fan.
And do you and Eric sort of sit down and watch TV together? Like, is that sort of like your wee time?
Try to hang out and like find shows that we like, but he actually hates the magicians. And I'm like season 4 in, so I've gotten like crazy over the past couple weeks. It's like Degrassi, but with magic. And I'm like, it's not like Degrassi. It's not that much.
Yes, it can be hard to like, I don't know if you find this, it can sometimes be hard to find like middle ground with like shows if you have very different tastes. But I find like comedies and stuff are usually like a good middle ground.
Thankfully, when we first met, he's like, oh, what kind of shows do you like? And I'm like, I love sci-fi. And at first he was like, I don't know. And then he's turned out to be like a bigger sci-fi nerd than me. So
oh, that's amazing. So good. You've got him into it. And do you have like an evening wind down routine?
So I've really gotten into baths lately. So if it's not a day that I'm taking baths, I'll try to like roll out or, you know, just do some kind of like relaxation. We have this really awesome like vibrating foam roller.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. I've never heard of that.
So sometimes I'll jump on that. But yeah, honestly, and it sounds like very like basic girly of me. And I'm sure like all of us girls like really do love it secretly. But the bath bombs, like honestly, I kind of just want to get like a bath bomb subscription or something.
Yes. I feel like we have a bath, but I feel like I just never take advantage of it. And I feel like as soon as I move somewhere that doesn't have a bath, I'll be like, I want a bath. But I just never think to do it. But when I do, I'm like, oh my God, this is the best. Like light a candle, have some music. Yeah, like bath bombs or like, what do you call it? Like the little like flowers and stuff.
So nice. Or even Epsom salts.
Yes, Epsom salts. Do you do that a lot? Because obviously, you know, you train quite hard.
Yeah, I've gotten into the habit of it a lot more recently these past couple months. And I actually even went on Amazon and I got myself like a bath tray. I didn't even know they were like a thing.
Oh my God. And you could put like your laptop on it. Although I would like and watch something, but then I'd still be nervous about it falling in the water. I don't know. I don't trust myself.
Out half of the time and I'm like, don't lift your knees too high. You're going to waste 1200, whatever, how much this costs, dollars.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. And what time do you normally go to bed?
So our time changed over here. Do you guys do daylight savings?
Yes. Yeah, we're just about to come out of daylight savings. I thought it was an Australian thing, but obviously it's not.
I heard that they're actually going to try to make it like all year round in the US.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I love it because you get an extra, like I love it when you get extra daylight in the afternoons. Like, because I don't know, like we live near the beach, so it like makes it so much nicer if you can just like, you know, go and see the sunset after work or whatever.
Beautiful. But yeah, usually I go to bed around like 10:30, 11, but since the time change happened, I'm finding myself going to bed at midnight and it's like really like messing up my time.
Yeah, but you still like, if you're up at 9, so you like would be getting quite a lot of sleep if you're going to bed at like 11. Is that like, do you normally get like 9-10 hours?
Yeah, I usually get around 8 or 9. That's probably so sometimes 10, honestly.
That's so important. And if you can, then like absolutely should.
Yeah, and especially, like you said, if you have the privilege to. But even if you have to, like, schedule your time, you know, a little tighter just so you can go to sleep earlier, you burn calories, you have more beauty sleep, you feel all around better. Like, I feel like a different person if I don't get all my sleep.
Yeah, same. I absolutely need it. What's the last thing you do before you go to sleep at night? Like, do you read or anything? Or are you normally just falling asleep pretty quickly?
Yeah, honestly, I'm like just knockout. As soon as I get into bed and I like snuggle up, I'm done.
Yeah, that's so good. You're obviously a very good sleeper. Kudos. Hey, it's a skill.
Since I grew up in Florida, we like obviously have hurricanes and crazy storms. Yeah. But my mom's like, you can literally see through a hurricane. And I have. So I'm definitely.
You've had good practice then. And so when did you move to Texas?
I moved to Austin, I would say like a year and 2 months ago now.
Oh, okay. And how does it compare with Florida? Because what I know of Florida, I've been to Florida. I remember it was very humid. And I remember that Disneyland was there. That's about all I can remember. I think it was my favorite, because I've been to quite a few. I think it was my favorite Disneyland.
Yay.
It's like the original one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So it's going to be the best.
I love Florida. I mean, I love Florida. It's great. But I really, really like Austin better, especially since I'm from South Florida and it's just so hectic. Like South Florida is a very intense city. The culture is intense. Like the culture is beautiful, don't get me wrong, but it also has like its intense aspect. And it's just, it's kind of a vacation spot. I'd rather just go there and vacation. So I definitely like Austin a lot more as a home base. Like I can see myself in Austin, like relatively like for the rest of my life, honestly.
Yeah, wow. And I've heard really good things about it. Like it just seems like a really cool city, like a lot of culture, a lot of music, good coffee, good food scene.
amazing food scene. Like, and I'd say I've traveled quite a bit around the U.S. now, and I hate to say it because it sounds like very cocky, but I think Austin has the best food scene so far. New York has a great food scene, but I think what they have is just the diversity. But I'd say as far as quality of food, Austin wins hands down.
That was kind of what I thought of New York. Like there is a lot of diversity, but like it was, some meals were like a bit hit or miss. Like it's not like, yeah, sometimes you don't get a good meal there. Have you been to Australia?
No.
Oh, you have to come.
First international spot that we're gonna go to.
Yeah, you should come. I was going to say Austin sounds more similar to Melbourne in that like there's just like really cool sort of culture there. Whereas Sydney's, I mean, maybe a little bit more similar to Florida, but like obviously a lot less humid. But yeah, you have to come. And so what do you normally do on your weekends? Is it like a work-free time for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I try to, like you saw earlier, I try to be a little strict about when I'm going to work and when I'm not. Weekends are more chill time. When it's summertime, we like to go on hikes and go to our local, it's like a spring, I guess, like a little pool. It's like fed through a spring.
Oh, cool. So
chill out and like be active and get a lot of sun.
Amazing. And so obviously Eric is very into fitness as well. It's what he does as well. So do you guys normally train together?
Not that much. I prefer it when we train together. I feel like we kind of like debate on what we're going to do for like over minutes. It's like, wait, I'm going to be the coach today. No, I'm the coach today.
Yeah, that's hard when you like both know what you're doing.
So usually I really like going to his classes. So I'll go to his classes and he'll like give me like form tips and like, you know, make sure I'm not like, I'm known for messing myself up because I'm like too competitive. So you try to be humble.
Yeah, I love that. And what other sorts of things do you like to do when you're not working?
We kind of just like walk around, go to like a local shops and stuff. They have like some really cute local shops, so like toy stores. How about that? We love to visit like toy stores.
And... Oh my God, I love that. That's so fun. You're like, yeah, we're just shopping for our kids. It's like, but no, it's actually for us.
Yeah. So hopefully you won't time, but I actually got him a whole bunch of Dragon Ball Z stuff for his birthday, so he's gonna love that.
Oh, you guys sound like you're just like big kids. I love it. It's so good. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about your online program that you're launching. Can you give us a little bit of a hint about what that's about?
Yes. So I just released a free program where it's kind of like a little just teaser for the actual program, but pretty much I'm gonna cover all of my favorite, and it's a very, to preface this, it's a huge course. It's over 100 videos.
Wow.
So I'm going to go with a whole section on joint by joint mobility. So teaching people how to mobilize their joints and kind of create like a body map of their body.
Hmm.
Kind of see where tension is, see where their body needs work. And then after that, we're going to do ground-based mobility work that they can add into their warm-ups. And then after that, we're going to go over some of my favorite animal flow fundamental movements. And then we have a section completely on power and explosive movements. And then we're going to close it off with the decompression section.
Sounds like it's a really good all-rounder.
Yeah, it's very thorough. And then after that, we're going to have a section on flowing. So adding all the movements that we learned into fluid sequences. And lastly, there's a 4-week program. So it's definitely a hefty program.
That sounds amazing. And it's good because it means that all of us in Australia and wherever else our listeners are from can experience a little bit of what you do without having to come to Texas, although, good excuse. And so where can everyone find you on social media?
So my thing is, my Instagram is @FrancescaFit, FrancescaFit.
Amazing. And everyone follow her on Instagram because she shares some really good tips and workouts, and it's just a really fun Instagram. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been a pleasure to have you and get to chat a little bit about your day in progress.
Thank you so much, Emma. You're awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to the A Day in Progress podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Spotify and leave us a review. And if you're after more life, career and health advice for women working on themselves for themselves, make sure you head on over to agirlinprogress.com to check us out.